Alabama, Arkansas, I do love my ma and pa, not the way that I love you.
Me?
Holy moly, me oh my, you're the apple of my eye. Girl, you never loved no one like you. Man, oh man, you're my best friend. I scream and do nothing else. There ain't nothing that I need. Well, hot heavy pumpkin pie, chocolate candy, Jesus Christ. There ain't nothing please me more than you. I'm home, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. I'm home, let me come home.
Here it comes.
Home is wherever I'm with you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You cannot listen to that and not be in a great mood.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Everybody's laughing.
We laughed until we died, barefoot on the summer night.
KFI AM 64. I love our theme song. It gets done cute. It gets done serious. It gets done festively. There are choirs doing it. There's whole groups. There's hoedown versions. There's, you know, angsty versions of it. There's deep romantic. And then there's that, which I don't even know how to describe what that is. But it's not painful, Tina. Oh, my goodness. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio. You are listening to Home. Yeah, like the song says. Home is wherever I am with you, and I am with you. I'm Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, custom home builder, custom home designer, here with you live, like I am every weekend. Saturdays from 6 to 8, Sundays from 9 to 11. Welcome. Welcome to the second hour of our fine program. We are taking the whole weekend and giving you snippets. There's no way I can get through the entire 40-plus item gift guide, holiday gift guide this year, but I'm highlighting certain elements as we go through to get you excited about it. And I'm going to remind you again that the gift guide is up on our little corner of the KFI website in its entirety. Also, Instagram, also Twitter, also Facebook, at Home with Dean. That's our handle for all of them. And while you're there, please follow us. Why? Because, you know, we have more than just one good thing to say. We have lots of good things to say as we move along. All right. Before I tell you the proper way to buy or the reason why the hammer that I've recommended in the gift guide is, in fact, the best hammer you can buy. Let's go back to the phones. I want to talk to Linda. Linda, welcome home.
Good morning, Dean. It's very nice to be on your show. I love your show. I have a problem with my garage floor, the slab that it's on. I bought the house about 4 years ago, and I knew at the time I bought it, as you're driving into the garage, it's the very front right side that's lifted up. And I'm suspecting there might be a tree branch under there because someone told me there had been a tree close by. So my question is, I've been living with it, but it's time to fix it because it is a tripping hazard. And I had a contractor tell me, well, he said, I think you don't need to worry too much. We just probably could only tear out half of it and pour in half the part that they tore out and match the two together. My question is, do I need to get a structural engineer? Not that I want to pay a huge price, but I just don't want the walls to come crumpling down if I tear out the floor of the garage. I don't think they would.
No, they won't. They won't. And but, you know, it's a legitimate concern, and I can understand why you'd be concerned. Okay, so the front right corner, so just inside the garage door, or does the garage door actually landing on this uplifted portion?
No, it clears.
It clears it. Okay, and how far uplifted is it, Linda?
Oh, I would say a good 3 inches, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so that's a healthy nudge right there.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Okay. Here's where you can go with this.
Mm-hmm.
I would talk to a structural engineer, and I'll tell you why. Not because you really have a serious structural problem there, but a structural engineer has no skin in the game in regards to how much of this slab could be removed. Because if you talk to a contractor, you talk to a concrete contractor, and I hate having to say this all the time to guard people from builders. But they're just, there are guys out there who would just rather tell you that more needs to happen than what does need to happen because they have a vested interest in the project. So what I would do is I would actually talk to a structural engineer. Now you can get a local structural engineer to come out and give you a consult for, you know, a couple $300. And it would be well worth it because you would save, because you're not asking them to write up anything. You're not asking them to draw plans or anything. You just need an on-site visual consult so that they can tell you, yeah, you probably have a tree root under there that has lifted it up. But let them get eyes on it and so they can recommend, say that what I'm looking for, I know I need to get rid of this uplifted section, but what do you recommend as to how far I need to go back away from this raised area in order to resolve the problem? Do I have to replace the entire garage floor? Do I have to replace half of the garage floor? Could I make a saw cut around this corner and just replace this 6-foot square area? You know what I'm saying? The truth of the matter is that if we could, if the rest of the slab isn't so uplifted so as to cause you inconvenience, then, you know, maybe we only go back 10 feet. Maybe we replace a quarter, that front quarter of your garage slab. You see what I'm saying? We saw cut the slab, and we just take out that quarter. And sight unseen, I would be happy to tell you, how far you need to go with it. But I'm not there, and sight unseen, I can't. And so what I would do is I would invite into the scenario somebody who doesn't have a vested interest to tell you more, to do more than you need to do, because the structural engineer is not going to get paid to replace your garage slab. So he's an independent, or she will be an independent voice of reason there. And there, from there, you can get an honest assessment and then have contractors come out and give you estimates as to doing exactly the amount of work that needs to be done. But don't panic. It is not a big structural situation, and it is not intricately connected to the stem walls that are holding up the rest of the walls of the garage or anything like that. So you can relax about that. But you're right, 3-inch uplift, that needs to be resolved because it is a tripping hazard. But that's it. Okay, Linda, thank you for your call. I hope that helps, and you have a very, very happy holidays. All right. I took more time to explain that than I originally anticipated, but it was worthy of being explained. So I promise now, finally, I've promised this twice, okay? When we come back, we're going to start with Dean's explanation of how hammers work and why a particular kind of hammer is the right hammer for you, and it's the one that I've placed on the gift guide because we're right in the middle of this year's 2021 House Whisper Holiday Gift Guide. So have pen and paper ready. We're going to do a little lesson in physics when we return. You're going to like it, though. I'm so glad you joined me this morning. So much more to come. You're listening to Home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. Oh, there we go. A little blues traveler. Yes, you are welcome. You're welcome, Southern California. That guy knows how to play a harmonica. KFI, Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer at your service. So glad you joined us this morning. We're right in the middle of the weekend, taking the weekend, today's show and tomorrow's show. To give you snippets, sneak peeks in the 2021 House Whisper Holiday Gift Guide. It's out. It's out. And this is the weekend. First weekend of the holiday season officially after Thanksgiving. Everybody's thinking about shopping and gifts and all of that stuff. Yesterday was Black Friday. I always think of Black Friday in terms of the darkness in human souls. But I know that Black Friday literally means that it is the business. You guys know this, that Black Friday is when businesses go from the red into the black. In other words, there's enough business to take the books from being in the negative into the positive. That's why it's actually called Black Friday, not because people kill each other stampeding into stores at 5 in the morning, although that has happened too. But today is a Small Business Saturday. And as a small business owner and a lover of small businesses, let me just encourage y'all to get out there and support your local small businesses. It is small businesses. I know you hear the whole thing that they're the backbone of the nation. Yeah, they are. But the more importantly, I think they are the essence, the flavor, the spice of any community. You look to a community's small businesses, you can tell what the nature of that community is all about. And we love the independent small businesses around here. Why? Because I always say this. Small businesses bring you creativity, they bring you compassion, they bring you craft, and they bring community in. So there you go. The four C's. I just made that up. Are you impressed, Tina?
I am impressed.
No, you're not. You are not. You're just yanking my chain yet again, making me feel good about being me.
Hey. We all need cheerleaders.
All right. As promised, here we go. I'm going to tell you why you want to buy a particular kind of hammer that I've recommended on the gift guide. All right, let me just spill the beans. There are two hammers on the gift guide. One, a large-scale framing hammer. That's for the big stuff, right? The big, heavy carpentry work. The other, a smaller finishing hammer, the kind of hammer that you would have sitting around the household for smaller, daintier items, okay? If you'll notice, or if you know anything about hammers, you'll notice that the stiletto titanium milled hammer, milled face meaning that there's a waffle face, there's a rough face on it where the hammer strikes the nail. That's for, you know, bigger, heavier duty or work. A finishing hammer has a smooth face on it, and that's the stiletto titanium 10 ounce hammer, okay? So, 16 ounces, that's a super light handle hammer. When you pick it up, you're like, whoa, this thing, I thought it was going to be way heavier than it is. That's because the head is titanium. And a lot of people in the past have said, is that thing going to actually get anything done? Because lightweight is nice, and it means that it's not going to put any stress on my elbow. And, you know, and if you use it all day long, you're not going to end up with a sore shoulder or a sore arm, especially if you're not used to using a hammer all day long. But does it get the job done? That's the question. And the answer is, yes, it does. Now, I told you before the break, have a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil handy, because it's time to do a physics lesson. Are you ready? Here we go. You can share this at your next holiday party. Force, write this down. This is a formula. Force equals velocity squared, okay, V squared, times mass, okay? Force equals velocity squared times mass. That's physics, okay? Now, let me explain what that means. Mass is, you put it in layman's terms, that's weight. That's the weight of a thing, okay? And velocity is how fast it's going. So the weight of a thing, okay, multiplied by the speed that it is traveling equals the force of impact when that thing hits something else. Just notice, and this is why I had you write it down, okay? I wasn't being silly. Notice the two sides here. You have mass and you have velocity. The mass is sitting there all by itself. It's just mass, boom, right? But velocity in the formula is squared. That means that any increase in speed, okay, counts double, more than double of what mass counts for in the equation. So it's very simple to say that what matters more to force in a hammer, is it how heavy the hammer is or how fast you can swing it? Well, what matters more is how fast you can swing it. And that is why a 16-ounce, a relatively lightweight hammerhead, okay, ends up being able to produce equal or greater force on the head of a nail than a hammer that weighs twice as much, and that's you, because it's so heavy, you swing considerably slower because the speed at which you can swing the hammer counts for way more than the weight of the hammer in the physics equation for force. So Stiletto figured this out, and they started making titanium hammerheads. These things are so light. But the other advantage of titanium, strongest metal on the planet. So as the years roll on, these hammers and they're that, like the waffling on the face of the hammer, it doesn't smash down and smooth out. Pro hammers, believe me, the very first hammer I ever had as a framer was a 36-ounce Vaughn frame. I mean, it was like carrying a sledgehammer around all day long. This weighs less than half of that. But the metal itself, more than twice as strong. And it's the kind of hammer that is a joy to use, and you can get the job done because of the velocity at which you swing this hammer. There you go. Now you've heard it. Now you know the reason why these are literally the best hammers, in my opinion, on the market. And not just the hammerhead itself, but on the gift guide, I've specifically recommended a hickory handle. I don't really like metal handles because they transfer too much vibration down into your hand. Wood dampens that. Also, if anything ever happens to the handle, you can replace it very easily. Also, hickory handles are just sexy as hell. And this is an axe handle, meaning at the very bottom, it widens and it curves, which means you can hold it with just your thumb and your forefinger and your middle finger, and you don't have to put a death grip on this thing to get it swinging and getting it going where you want it to go. It has everything good and right about it and nothing bad. It is the Stiletto titanium milled faced hammer with an 18-inch curved hickory handle. It's on the gift guide. All right, more gift guide when we return. We'll be the passenger. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. You are home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. That is me. Thanks for joining us. We are taking little vignettes through this year's 2021 House Whisperer Holiday Gift Guide. Every year now, for 5 years, I have curated for you a custom gift guide. What is different about our gift guide than all other gift guides? It is that I've been in the building industry for some 35 years, and I actually know what I'm talking about. And it's not all just tools. There's a lot of fun and interest and depth as well in all sorts of directions. So it's a good gift guide, you know. And so if you've got a DIYer in your life, you've got somebody in your life who gets into woodworking or shop work or would like to, all those kinds of things, then this is the gift guide for them, because these are real tools, real things that really help. Let us dive back in. Number 25 on the gift guide this year. No, I'm not taking these in order. I'm just kind of jumping around. And by the way, more of this tomorrow. More of the same for tomorrow's show. Number 25 is the Bora Portamate Wood Organizer and Lumber Storage Racks. Now, again, this is not for, you know, somebody who doesn't get into woodworking or working in the shop or working out in the garage and turning it into, you know, a project area. So somebody like that is going to be like, oh, great, you bought me racks. But these are truly, for those who are in the know, these are great lumber storage racks. Anybody who's going to have a woodworking shop out in the garage needs racking to hold the product itself. whether it's trim wood, whether it's longer pieces of wood, molding boards, what have you. These racks are perfect for that. Not shelves, by the way. You don't want shelves because shelves collect dust and other stuff, and they also keep you from being able to see where all of your stock material is. These are open racks, and they're only $60 for a full set that holds a lot of stuff in your garage and helps to transform it into the workshop that it should be. $60 for a Portamate wood organizer. That's number 25 on the list. What else? Oh, okay. Everybody can understand this one as well. Protecting your body is an important part of doing any project, especially these days, now that we use more and more tools, power tools, some of which can get loud. And here's the thing about noise protection and power tools. It's subtle and it's deceiving. You could be working on, for instance, on a table saw all day long. You turn a table saw on, you cut a piece of wood, and you realize, you know, yeah, that wasn't really that loud. But it's those subtle images in the frequency as they approach your ear that, you know, 20 or 30 times later actually starts to affect your hearing, all right? And you get the ringing in your ear from the loud tool. So it's not just one use. It's multiple repeated uses throughout the day or throughout the weekend or throughout the project. So this is why we protect these parts of our bodies. Here is something that I just love because I, you know, I like using hearing protection, but at the same time, I also like, you know, listening to stuff. And so it used to be an either or, not now. 3M has what they call the WorkTunes Connect hearing protection. These are basically, you know, over the ear hearing protection. They look like headphones, okay? They are 24 decibel noise reduction. Sam, put that down. He's eating the studio. 24 decibel noise reduction hearing protectors. But what's different? Bluetooth and speakers inside. So, yeah, you get it. These really are headphones that you can Bluetooth your music to or your audiobook or whatever you're listening to and protect your ears from the power tools that are going on outside at the same time. Now, are they the end-all of all high fidelity of headphones? No, they're not. But the point is, you can hear well, and it sounds good. $45. Done, right? $45. Protect your hearing and be able to, including taking phone calls while you're operating the loud equipment, machinery, or tools. So well worth it, and I guarantee you that DIYer in your life will look at these and will so appreciate that option. Let me throw one more curveball at you, one more layer on top of that, okay? I strongly advocate this. I use this app almost every day, Nature Space. It's an app for your smartphone. Whether you're Android or Apple, doesn't matter. Nature Space, holographic audio. Now, this is not some synthetic kind of, oh, the sound of the ocean, or no. These guys are hardcore. They have dedicated their lives to this project in that they have gone out into nature, actual nature, with some of the highest quality recording devices possible, found just the right locations, and they have recorded long, long, beautiful samples. Meaning, these are long loops that you will never notice repeating in your head. It just literally sounds like you are in that place, okay? And the loops, when they repeat, are seamless. And so that's it, holographic audio, and it truly is in full stereo in your head. And when you're wearing headphones or earbuds, especially these things, they really, really shine. So I'm layering that onto the fact that I just gave you hearing protection with Bluetooth technology speakers inside. So you get out your phone, you pull up your Nature Space app, you pick the natural surrounding, and there are hundreds of them. You want to be next to a mountain stream. You want to be down by the ocean. If you're at the ocean, do you want the gentle surf receding under your toes, or do you want thundering waves? Do you want ocean breaking on rocks, ocean breaking on sand, a tropical lagoon? You got all that. The mountain stream, do you want it heavy cascade? Do you want just a trickling brook? Do you want a windy pasture? Do you want cows and goats in the background or not? I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You get the picture. The other thing that I love about Nature Space is, here's the thing, I love listening to that setting in the background, but also an audiobook. And as of 2 years ago, Nature Space is now layered. At least it works this way in an iPhone. I'm assuming the same is true for an Android phone. But I can actually turn on Nature Space, have the natural sound in the background, and listen to my audiobook and be wearing my hearing protection for the power tools that are operating. So there it is. Boom, boom, boom. You know, the triumvirate done. The grand slam of sound in your ears. The right sound in, the wrong sound being kept out. 3M, WorkTunes, hearing protection, plus Nature Space. It's a free app, by the way. And then you make purchases of sound packages that you prefer. There you go. All right. We have more when we return. You are home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. KFI, Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. Welcome home. Hey, it is the first weekend after Thanksgiving. It is the 2021 House Whisperer Holiday Gift Guide Weekend. We're releasing it to the public. It's up on Instagram, on Facebook, on what's that other thing? The Twitter? Is that what it's called? The Twitter? Is that what the kids call it? our handle for all of that is At Home with Dean. It's also on our little corner of the KFI website. So everywhere you turn, if you walked outside your house right now, it's probably out in the street. It's everywhere. It's literally everywhere. The whole gift guide there for you to see with online live links to the websites of all the products that we're talking about. Got a couple of more to talk to you about today, and then we're going to continue into tomorrow as well. So don't miss tomorrow's show from 9 to 11. All right, I thought I would end with the show today with a couple of super fun, amusing ones. One, relatively expensive, but the other, super cheap. How about a stocking stuffer for $6? How about that? $6 stocking stuffer that will lead to many, many hours of holiday conversation. So that is a value, okay? So what is it? Soap. It's soap, okay? But not just any soap, okay? This is soap with an attitude. This is why do I have such a problem saying this? Man hand soap. Man hand soap. This is the Man Hand Soap Company, okay? The web address is hands, plural. That's what it is. Hands, man hands. I get it. Man hands. That's what it is. Man hands soap company. Anyway, what's all the fuss? What's all the buzz these days? There isn't, but here's the cool thing. Sam, you're going to give me your input on this. For $6, I could put in your stocking a bar of soap that is bacon-scented.
Done.
So that every time that you wash your hands, you come out of the bathroom smelling like bacon.
I'll take it.
How's that? All right. See, I knew it. I knew it. What other? We've got 55 cents, okay, up on this website. Baseball glove. Oh, my gosh. Talk about bringing you back to your childhood. So leave the washroom and you have the smell of a baseball glove. They got baseball. I'm looking on the website right now. Bonfire, brewed coffee, buttered popcorn. Who does not want to smell like buttered popcorn after you're done washing your hand? Candy canes, Christmas pine tree, cinnamon whiskey. I don't exactly know what cinnamon whiskey smells like, but I would imagine cinnamon.
I don't
want to
get
together.
Pulled over by the cops after having washed my hands with that. Just saying.
You're like, officer, I just washed my hands. It's like, step out of the car, please. Okay, this one, granted, I don't understand. Jock itch powder. Powder. It's not jock itch. It's jock itch powder. And some people are into that. I don't know. Mint blend chewing tobacco. Mountain man. Whatever that is. Let's see. New car scent. Pine tar, pumpkin pie, race day. I mean, it just goes on and on. So the point is, it's novelty soap, but it's real soap. It's actually artisanal. It's really good quality glycerin-based soap. But who is now? Oh, pizza. Pizza. Oh, yeah. I'd like that one there. Anyway, the point is, you're going to have fun with that stocking stuffer. Go and 55 different scents that you can find. Get one for everybody in the family so everybody can check out each other's soap and then see if it's true, because it works. It's been on all sorts of media, and it is well worth it. All right, folks, tomorrow we're back into the holiday gift guide. I hope you have a restful, wonderful, productive Saturday, and we will see you tomorrow morning. Take care.